brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we're doing at least 30 minutes of overdrive here today, and Dr. Group was like, why don't we just open the phones up for questions about the products or comments about the products unscreened? You don't like the products, you can call in. You love them, you can call in. It's how we fund our operation. I believe in it. I take it in the morning, noon, and night, or 2 o'clock, whenever I get around to it. And for me, the highest point stress in my life, you know, when it's all said and done later, I can tell everybody about the stuff that's been going on the last 4 or 5 months. But it's been a crazy time. But I'm more alive and better than ever. And it's by praying and my family and also taking these products. I mean, Dr. Group, I was already a fan of your products, but these that you developed for us are just groundbreaking. Your questions, your comments about the products or about electromagnetic radiation, the other topics he was covering, we're getting into RFID and what the smart readers are doing in the next segment, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And Dr. Group, I've been running over you the last hour. Go ahead.
Well, no, we were talking about solutions because so many times people say, well, what am I supposed to do about all this? What am I supposed to do about, you know, what are the solutions? And I started talking about it's so important to reduce your stress levels and
breathe.
You know, breathe. And what I tell people to do when they're having dinner with their family, sit down in the evening and then everybody take 9 deep breaths. And that is one of the fastest ways proven to put your body back in the parasympathetic state. As a matter of fact, you should do it before you eat every single time, because we have people that are literally deprived of nutrition out there that are eating all day long, and they're nutritionally deprived because they're not getting the nutrition into their body that they need. So
everybody knows if you're really upset, you say, I can't eat, or if somebody's mom just dies, they'll eat, maybe throw up. I mean, you need to be in a good, relaxed thing to eat food and enjoy it.
Right.
Why should you sit around the table with the family, have a good time, laugh with your friends? That's when the food's good.
And chewing your food 25 times or until it's a liquid first.
Sound just like my dad. You're absolutely right. I've done everything for 15 years and basically horrible.
Well, because everybody's in a rush, and so they just, you know, go get some fast food real fast in the car, and they slam it down, and, you know, half of it's not even chewed up, and then the body has to work. You know, you start running out of enzymes by the time you're – what they're finding is people are running out of digestive enzymes by the time they're 28 years old right now. And that means digestive enzymes are what you need to break the food down into the particles that you can
– And they say that's what kills most old people, you know, why they get other diseases is – I forget the name of that syndrome, but more and more I was reading like major scientific publication, I forget last year, that exactly their stomachs don't work anymore. They're just not absorbing the nutrients.
Right. I mean, a lot of that also has to do with the genetically modified foods and the glyphosate and the BT, you know, the Bacillus thuringiensis, you know, bacteria that's burning holes into the gut and causing leaky gut syndrome. And then those food particles and other toxic particles are leaking into the bloodstream and not being broken down, and then once they get in the bloodstream, the body dumps them wherever, you know, is a weak link inside the system.
Well, again, I saw a study recently in Mainline Science. That guy's trying to pull it up that they've now proven that GMO food is getting into the blood and jumping into our cells.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, this whole social and genetic experiment is just, every generation, it gets worse and worse and worse. Like some of the studies they did on rats, after the 7th generation, they weren't even able to have any babies anymore. So, I mean, we're coming up probably on like the 4th or 5th or 6th generation here pretty soon. And like we were talking about earlier, at the beginning of the show, when you were talking about long-term evolution, that wasn't talking about evolution. That's what that LTE stands for on your cell phone when you look at it and it says LTE, like light network. That stands for long-term evolution. Well, you could think into that and say, okay, you know, what is this long-term evolution that they're planning for us with, you know, all this radiation?
They're playing God. In fact, that's been the name of this segment. We put it on PrisonPlanet.tv is we are all part of a secret experiment. We are all in a giant experiment.
We are in the Matrix. There's this huge, giant experiment going on right now, and the solution to all that is what we're talking about. You know, clean up your air quality in your house, especially when you sleep for 8 hours a night, breathe clean air. You know, avoid the fluoride, the tap water, or really it comes down to this. All the chemicals, all the exposure to everything, avoid it and keep your body.
We've got to make a break with the system. It's killing us. We'll be back.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Dr. Group's a really classy guy. I'll show people this on TV. I'll describe it for radio listeners. And we're going to your phone calls here in Overdrive today. I have always wanted, a George Washington letter or something. I'm not a collector. I don't really collect anything except maybe books I like. But at the same time, I really like George Washington. And so one time I looked up George Washington memorabilia and found out it's the most expensive memorabilia in the world, and his signature is the most expensive signature in the world. To show you how really cool George Washington is, you know, collectors tend to be pretty smart folks. And the King of England, whenever George Washington refused to be king, when they offered it to him, said George Washington is the greatest man alive in the world. Because nobody ever turned down power like that before. And that's why they don't tell the true story of George Washington, because he was such an interesting person. He wasn't perfect, but he was a man who lived in his age, in his time. It's easy to look back and, you know, say he did this and that. But he was certainly a man's man. Dr. Group gave me all certified from the big official certification place from one of his many letters. And, of course, this probably wasn't that much. I'm sure it was a very expensive, nice gift, but nothing compared to his signature, which you can't even get. Basically, no one will sell the ones they've got. President George Washington, father of our nation, his actual handwriting, the word is flat from one of his letters. And he also gave me a piece of the original Washington Monument. So that is a uber classy gift, Dr. Group. And I really want to thank you for giving it to me and all the other stuff you do. And you've given me so many other things to detox and giving me great advice. And we just really do appreciate this gift. What made you think of giving this to me?
Well, because I have a dream that we'll go back to a constitution, and an environment like the founding fathers, like everything's supposed to be, where we actually have a constitution that is, legitimate and that the government follows. And so I knew how much you liked the founding fathers. I knew how much you liked George Washington. So I did some research and tried to get something that would symbolize that and something you could look at and say,
I don't know if I should hang this in my house or if I should hang it here at the office.
I don't know. Whatever you think.
Well, it's pretty neat.
My family goes all the way back to the Constitution, because who originally wrote the Constitution was a guy named Pelletiah Webster. And then that's a direct lineage into my family. So really my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-whatever-grandfather was the one who wrote the U.S. Constitution. And I have all that documentation. And then also in the lineage is...
The Webster seemed to have almost written everything.
Noah Webster, the one that wrote the Webster's Dictionary, is my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Unfortunately, he also wrote the Masonic Code, the hidden code in the dictionary. But... so I come from a family that, has, the lineage all the way back to the writer of the Constitution. And so
you're saying there's a secret code in the dictionary?
Yes, there is. Yeah, there's a secret code in the dictionary. And I can tell you, not right here, but I have the documentation that I can show you that you can actually see the hidden code within the Webster's Dictionary.
Now, have the Masons always been run by the Illuminati and infiltrated, or do they start out good?
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I think they started out good. I mean, as you know, there's just a select group of elites that, have the agenda and that run the world. I mean, like you were saying earlier, when the guy was asking the question about the chemtrails, they don't know. I mean, you're so far down on the list as a congressman or a senator or something like that, they don't even really care about you. I mean, those congressmen and there's so much secrecy between them and so many levels up to the whatever it is, just a few elite that actually run everything that they don't care about. They don't care what happens to them and what they get poisoned with and stuff like that. So if they find out too much, then they just kill them off as a suicide. But, I think that.
Well, it's like your dad helped develop some of the bisphenol A, and you said as soon as he started getting upset about it, he just died.
Right. Yeah, he was dead within 2 weeks. I mean, I just not recently, probably about 6 months ago, found the article that he was about to publish saying that he was wrong, that all the plastics and everything are cancer causing and they should be eliminated. And then he was dead within 2 weeks. He had throat cancer and it went down his back. It was a strange form of cancer. And then, he was in the hospital and he was gone. And then right after he died, I remember going to my mom's house and there was a group, probably 10 or 15 people there from Exxon with a stack of paperwork that was, probably a few days after my dad had died. And I think they gave her $200,000 or something like that. And basically she had to sign this big, non-release stuff. And, they just paid her off. Basically, I didn't understand what was going on back then. But, now I understand as I'm looking back, because I know he was working with during the Reagan administration on a product. He was doing research with the because cocaine was getting really big back then. And I know they contracted him on some, situation or some top secret thing to where he was going to put a chemical in the processing material to where if you snorted cocaine after that, it would make you really sick. And it did actually for a while slow the cocaine trade down. And I don't know, that's just one thing that I found.
They're going to have the chemical companies add a buffer in so that their products can be used in the production.
Right.
That's done with a lot of stuff. Folks don't even know that most chemicals that were originally used in different products, they can't even do that now. They have to ship to the factories. Well, it's like you trying to get pure iodine. I mean, the hell you've got to go through to get the iodine crystals because they can use it for methamphetamine.
Yeah, and by the way, the iodine that we use is a deep earth source, and it comes from 7,000 feet deep in the earth. I mean, there's a lot of concern out there right now, obviously, because of Fukushima, and a lot of the iodine suppliers out there are extracting the iodine from a seaweed source or a sea vegetable source. Now, I don't think any of it is contaminated because you have to take those sea vegetables and everything and run them through a pretty significant processing to isolate a USP-grade iodine, which is going to be 99.6 or 99.7. But our iodine is actually 99.9% pure, and it's from a source, an undisclosed source from deep in the earth. So you're getting...
is that alluvial or a strata?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
But it's mineral-based. They're going to know.
Mineral-based. There's a couple deposits, I think, earth deposits, and this one is in the United States, but I know it's 7,000 feet deep, so I don't know what layers.
But it's amazing, though, when you see the actual, it's a purple crystal.
Right.
And I'm not attacking our competition, but their stuff turns black on paper. Yours turns blue. Because I guess it's the real iodine. I mean, that's why it's different.
Right.
And I know soon you're going to come out with something even more powerful.
And Yes, I am. It's highly regulated, too, by the DEA, actually, because iodine is used as one of the processor elements.
I'm going to skip this break because we've got to go to the calls, but I won't even get into that, dealing with the DEA to get this stuff. The point is it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. That's how we fund the operation. Super Male Vitality is great as well, but try the Survival Shield, and I don't think you'll be surprised or disappointed. Let's go ahead and talk to Mama in Oregon. You're talking to Dr. Group. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for holding.
I really want to ask you to do your master article. I really think we need that out there.
You mean a master article describing the whole New World Order and how it works in like 20 pages?
Everybody's names, their lineage, their associations, their education, their dealings, everything. You need it all laid out.
I know. There's a lot of stuff I need to do.
Right. I know. And I'm right there. I will help you. And I also need you guys to feel how special and unique and truly powerful you are. And I have evidence.
Oh, no. Ma'am, okay. Please, you want to talk to Dr. Group? Go ahead. But just say dittos. Please, not how great we are. You're very sweet. But do you have any questions or comments for Dr. Group?
Yes, I do. I'm with you. I have the same dream. We can do this. We can turn this around. We don't need Obamacare. We need to start healing people, getting people, getting their body healed so that they can wake up their spirits to what is going on. Because we are in a war. Okay, somebody said, I was watching a video, we are born into a war, and you're stupid if you don't realize that. And that really hit me, really struck me. And healing people is exactly what we need to be doing. So I agree with everything Dr. Group is doing. We need to keep healing the people. Max Gerson has a treatment center for cancers. He does live clean food, detox.
There's a lot of great people out there. We're almost out of time. I want to get to the calls. Thank you so much for your kind words, Mama in Oregon. Let's go ahead. Who's up next there? All right, Marianne in Nevada. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Dr. Group.
Yes, hi, Alex. I've been watching you for years, and I want to just tell you a little bit about myself. I have my daughter. We came out here from Long Island, New York, near Plum Island, and we came out to Nevada so that my daughter could teach in the schools that are very, very poverty-stricken and all. And I'm keeping up with the Bundy. It's terrible what they're doing to us all. And I don't think people realize that they're going to take his property, but we as homeowners don't think that they're going to take our property. You know, nobody wants to identify themselves with a situation. But what I want to say is I've been following, her name is Huldah Clark. She was a physicist, and it was cure for all cancers. And what she did was she came out with a book. She was in Chula Vista, California, and she then had to open a clinic in Mexico.
Yeah, that's Hulda Clark was a wonderful woman, and she's one of the pioneers also, you know, with Renee Casey, with the ESIAC, and all of the cancer doctors that had to run out of the United States. Because a lot of those cancer doctors, and she came out with a book, The Cure for All Diseases, and which is a great book. A lot of those cancer doctors, you know, same with me. We had a cancer and degenerative disease clinic. They get run out. They get death threats. And a lot of them actually have been killed. And those resources are available to people online to just type in.
Notice how the cancer just keeps going up and up and up.
Right. Yeah. And notice how they keep finagling people with, you know, the NFL doing the pink days and all these people that are donating money to all these cancer societies to fight against this cancer, to fight against that cancer.
And the cancer gets worse.
When it's just going right back into the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, until you address the root cause of why you have cancer or the root cause of why you have the diabetes or why you have any disease for that matter, you're not going to get anywhere.
Sure. Ma'am, I saw that you had a comment on the iodine on screen. Did you like it or did you not like it?
Well, I have been taking Lugo's iodine as per Hulda Clark, 6 drops in a glass of water. It's going to go back 20 years ago when she wrote her book, Cure for All Cancers, and I followed her protocol. And so I just want to know the difference between Lugo's, which I know are 2 compounds that have to be mixed together, and that first-year medical students are taught that, but they, you know, going back to when I lived in Brooklyn, they used to mix it right there when you went to the pharmacy.
Sure. I mean, they used to know everybody needed iodine, and now they say you don't need it. They took it out of the salt. What's the difference between InfoWars Life iodine and the Lugol's, which is good to have, better than nothing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Lugol's has helped many, many people. It's just it's more of a the Lugol's actually has potassium iodide in it, and so it's not a true nascent form of iodine, and it's also in an alcohol base. I mean, it's not a bad product. I mean, if you don't have any iodine, it's great to take. But it'd be the difference between like a tricycle and a Bentley. You know, the nascent iodine and the vegetable glycerin base is going to be in the form that goes and is utilized directly by the body.
All I know is it's blown my socks off.
And everybody that I've talked to, and, you know, I used to take Lugol's too years ago, and I used to recommend it. But technology has changed, and there's ways for processing now to where you can actually – the body doesn't have to break it down and use the energy.
Lugol's hurts my stomach.
Yes, it does. Well, it's because of the potassium iodide. It's just like if you're in an emergency situation and you're being, you know, in a nuclear, you know, situation where you're being bombarded with iodine-131, radioactive iodine, and you have potassium iodide tablets there, well, you know, that's great. They're not going to hurt you. But long-term use, which people do need, you know, it's safer and more effective to take iodine in the next.
Yep. Ma'am, hope that answers your question. Let's talk to Norm in California. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Norm.
Hi, Alex and Dr. Group.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Norm.
I have 2 quick questions. I just got my first bottle of Super Male Vitality, and I'm wondering if you can dilute the product in water or juice, or should I just chug it?
You can dilute it if you want, if it's too strong for you, if it doesn't taste that good.
Yeah, we'll be honest. It doesn't taste good. But it's not supposed to. It's real.
Right. I mean, the more powerful you get and the herbs that you have, usually the things that are the most powerful don't taste as good. But, you know, I would recommend anywhere from what's really working good is anywhere from 2 to 4 dropperfuls twice a day. And you can mix it in a little water, but do not mix it in tap water. Make sure you mix it in distilled water or some sort of organic juice. It's always best for Super Male, though, to take it on an empty stomach and just take it by itself. Usually people will put the droppers in their mouth and then just swig a little water behind it, some purified water or distilled water.
One other quick question. Would the lung cleanse spray be good for somebody that's been using marijuana for a long time?
Yes, it would actually. Anything. I mean, if you live in an area, you know, if you have a chronic cough or you just have chronic irritation, I mean, depending on how you're doing that, whether you're vaporizing it or, would depend on how much tar that you get into your lungs. But, you know, it does work as an expectorant. So, if you breathe it in the correct way, then it should help with, cleansing your lungs.
Yeah. That's pretty much. Look, just try it. And bottom line, you funded the show. But we really believe in this stuff. It's worked for me, and it's a great product. Thank you so much for your support, Norm. Couldn't do any of this without you. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, brother.
Dr. Group, real quick, I'll tell you about my results with the products. I take the big three, the Fluoride Shield, the Survival Shield, and then the Male Vitality. Well, being a 50-year-old male, you go in to see a typical general practitioner, and they tell you, well, the symptoms you're having, you know, loss of a zest for life and a little bit of weight gain around the middle, maybe your hair is getting a little thinner, all those things they say are normal. I told them, I said, I don't want to be normal. I want to feel the way I did when I was 25 or 30 again. So I started a couple of years ago doing some research for myself, and I read up a lot on some of the experts. Dr. Herto in Belgium, he's one of the top anti-aging medicine doctors who recommends iodine. I was actually on Armour Thyroid for a while for very, very a horrible hypothyroid issue, and I began getting tests, and intermittently, months after starting to take the Survival Shield, I was getting symptoms of hyperthyroid, and it turned out that I could lower and actually get off of my dose of Armour Thyroid because my thyroid, I guess, was starting to get what it needed from the Survival Shield. It had the food that it needed to operate, and it started producing good levels of thyroid again.
Well, that's why I warn people, check with your physician or healthcare provider. This super male isn't games. I can't even take the regular dose, okay? I mean, it's real. Let me tell you, I had a lot of results. And it's the same thing with the iodine. He said, look out, you may get sick the next month because you're pretty toxic, Alex. And I started getting, you know, sick. Then after it went away, it was like brain fog lifted, more energy, lost a lot of weight. I'm still a little bit overweight, but it's, you know, it's a process. These are real products. So what would you now say about the Nascent Iodine that we put out?
Oh, I think it's completely re-jump-started that part of my system. And as a segue into the Supermale Vitality, I also had a baseline of tests done on my total testosterone, my free testosterone, my estrogens, and then doctors will be familiar with these, FSH, which is follicle-stimulating hormone, and LH, luteinizing hormone, which are indicators of how much, I'll just use the word, I know it's a family show, how well your own testes are producing testosterone. And those levels just jumped. And I'm telling you, for a 50-year-old guy, I'm so much leaner now and so much happier. I have so much more zest for life. I mean, you know, you guys don't screen these calls. I mean, this is, you know, this is the result that you get from giving your body the things that it needs to activate its own systems. I mean,
sure. Well, as Dr. Group pointed out when he was developing this, he said, do you want to put out, you know, this brand of it? And I was trying the stuff he was developing. I said, wow, this is really powerful. He said, look, you've got so much estrogen mimickers in you. This is what you'd normally be like. This is what it's normal to be a male. All this does is help block them and help your glands produce. Shane Steiner's a huge weightlifter, been into it forever. That hit a brick wall, was like depressed last year. He was laughing at us about Superman. I said, go take this. He literally cannot believe it. Has lost like 25 pounds, ripped muscle, can work out harder than he could when he was 20. And he just literally is on cloud nine about it. Dr. Group, and I really appreciate your testimony. Thank you so much, Michael. Why is it so powerful? Because, I mean, we've got leading competitors that put out something similar, but it's dry herbs. It costs $100. This costs $50. I mean, how can you, A, do it for half the price, and, B, why is it so much better? Because he tried all the supplements.
Yeah, I love it myself. I take it, too. I mean, the fact of the matter is any male, and women for that matter, too, over the age of 30, your DHEA levels are going to go down, your growth hormone levels are going to go down, your testosterone, naturally. There's nothing you could do about it. So there are a million different male enhancement products out there. I mean, this wasn't designed for male enhancement. There's a million, you know, testosterone clinics out there that guys are going to. But this is, you know, it's totally different because we're not injecting testosterone in you, which can be dangerous and can have side effects. This was developed to choose a specific combination of herbs and the components. One herb alone might have 20 different components in it that you know, make a change in your body, and synergistically combining those together to help balance and help your own body.
And concentrating. Sorry to other callers. Call us back. We'll do it again. I apologize. We're out of time. InfoWarsLife.com. Try the products. They're godsend. Thank you so much, Dr. Groove.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days grew shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time. Every day it seems much harder to tell it right from wrong. You've got to read between the lines. Don't get discouraged.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. The reason I'm opening the phones up right now specifically on the whole Clipper situation is it's designed to rub salt in the wound. The fact that the media always obsesses on this and then they dangle it out there, what's going to happen to him? Great, boycott him, run him out of the business with the free market. The issue here, though, is the way people transcend things is getting thick skins and not caring and not letting people control you by racial politics and programming. The system wants to keep it going. The Democratic Party, and I'm not defending the Republicans, it's just a fact, they couldn't win elections anymore by the mid-60s. Not all the Democratic Party, but a large part of it in the South definitely was the party of the Klan, was the racist party. And they openly said, we will then engage in racial politics, but with the minorities, and that's how we'll dominate the future. And they've now basically done it. So they need the racism to stimulate the minorities to be racially based themselves, so that you will do whatever they say, turn your guns in, support high taxes, torture wars, as long as you get fed racial, cultural, tribalism, that you're a protected group, that you've been wronged. As long as you get patted on the head, you don't care if the system slits your throat. They are playing everybody off against each other. And I know you know that. I know that. And there's all sorts of racist crud going on every side. There's elitism, folks, where if you go in the wrong bar, the wrong biker bar, they'll say, hey, you're not part of the Skulls or whatever. Or you're not part of the Mongols, or you're not part of the Bandidos. It's not even about race. It's that you're not part of their group. Humans like to organize themselves into, I'm a member of this country club, and you're not welcome here. People love exclusivity, and race and religion becomes the ultimate exclusivity. That's why there's 10,000 plus Christian denominations or more, because everybody loves to be exclusive. They've got over 1 million gods, it's estimated, in India, because people like to create something new and have exclusivity. That's a normal human trait. Well, I belong to the Renaissance exclusivity group that's inclusive. I belong to the human empowerment crew or gang or tribe. I belong to the group that wants to accelerate human development, expand liberty, expand human endeavors and development. And only by unifying around basic human liberty, basic human determination and freedom, and basic individualism, judging someone as an individual, not as the race they identify with. That is so incredibly important. That doesn't mean there might not be a whole group of racists in some group that doesn't like you, and you've got to deal with them, and they're your enemy. But you realize they're programmed by tribalism. They're coming after you because they're primitive. Now, there are people on the other side of that who are not primitive. Al Sharpton is not primitive. Jesse Jackson is not primitive. Rachel Maddow is not primitive. The race baiters on MSNBC, they're using the claim of trying to end racism as a way to keep it going and expanding, race pimping it. But there are people that are ignorant that buy into it and play into the whole race religion from the perspective of those fighting against it. Then there are those who aren't really racist but use racism as a cultural tool from other sides. White racist groups, you name it. But you'll also find those groups are very exclusive separately to other groups. I mean, the Klan routinely attacks somebody that moves in from another county who's white. It's an excuse to prey on you. It's an excuse to break in your house. It's an excuse to take your job. It's an excuse because, why, you're from outside this area. And so by understanding how the human psychology works, we are able to transcend it. But it doesn't mean we don't still have to deal with it, because it's going to be going on. But MSNBC is supporting funding Al-Qaeda, attacking all these different countries, murdering Christians, Muslim minorities en masse. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about how somebody, you know, some rich billionaire's tax, well, they're not talking about how he's tax exempt. I want to talk about that. They're talking about how he said something racist secretly. I mean, who cares? Everybody then piles onto it to be politically correct because it's the easy thing to do. And I agree with Mark Cuban that it's disgusting and despicable. But still, why doesn't Mark Cuban add it's wrong that the ultra-rich are basically playing by different rules and somewhat tax-exempt? Mark Cuban's not part of the insider club. I've witnessed that in the news. But listen, there's no point in talking about this unless we really talk about where it all comes from. So I'd like to hear from callers out there from a black perspective. There's no way for me to be politically correct. I mean, even the word fiesta is racist now. So black folks have said they wanted to be called colored, Negro, African-American. Now people say don't call folks that. I'll just call you. People call folks white folks. I'll call you black folks. See, because we have to use these words. We have to use language or the globalists are going to restrict us so much that we can't even communicate and talk to ever even get down to the bottom line of we're all just human beings and then deal with the real discrimination of hydrofluorosilicic acid put in the water to lower the IQs of Anglos around 10 points after 6 years of use. Do you know what hydrofluorosilicic acid does to the average black person? For whatever reason, it hurts blacks even worse. You can type into a search engine, fluoride hurts blacks worse than whites. But hey, is that fun and sexy to complain about that water has stuff added to it to brain damage you and your family? Or the fact that 52% of blacks are aborted? See, if I really didn't like you, I'd get up here and talk about how much I love you all day and how much welfare is good for you and how great it is to not have men in the house and how great violent hip-hop is and you know how great Planned Parenthood is and how great your right to choice is and how great inoculations are and how great that city water is. You see, this is the reality. There's the headline, 52% of all African-American pregnancies end in abortion. But that's okay. That's okay. That's a good liberal thing. Chopping up babies is A-okay. But the mere fact that I'm white, see, I'm suspect. Well, that's the racism. Not even reverse racism. It's the racism and the stereotypes that are ubiquitous in a dumbed-down society. New Yorkers that I know are great people, but they move down here and they go, man, I thought you people rode horses to work. We thought Texans were dumb. Well, yeah, you could certainly go to rural areas and find some really dumbed-down people. Because all the smart folks moved into the city. There are a lot of smart people still in the countryside. You can find some of the dumbest black people in the countryside. You also find some of the smartest black people in the countryside. So, again, that's a stereotype. That's why you've got to get down to actually going off of what people stand for. Take the sexism of family law in the U.S., where it's just taken as a default that women get possession of the children. That's all changing now as men realize they're being discriminated against and come together. Not against women. Not that women are bad. It's that the system has been set up to say men shouldn't have their kids. That system is discriminatory. Men need to come together and reclaim our rights and our liberty and our freedom. We need to all come together and say we have a right to not be secretly medically experimented on with syphilis in the vaccines. Oh, you heard of that? The same government that did that now wants to give you a free abortion because they love you so much, black people. Or the White House science czar's own book, Eco-Science, with the fluoride in the water. We've got to come together and realize the big issue here. The big issue here is that we're being socially engineered because the globalists have a 6% approval rating. And if we ever figure out that they're attacking us, that they're eugenicists, going after all of us, playing Catholic off against Orthodox in Ukraine, playing black tribe off against black tribe in Nigeria, playing north off against south here in the U.S. I watch grown adults argue with each other about, I'm for the Spurs. Well, I'm for the Mavericks. You better watch it. Again, more mindless tribalism. You care more about who wins your sports team. If your team loses, you go out and riot. You won't riot when foreign banks steal tens of trillions of dollars from you, and your taxes go up. You're not worried about that. You know, they tried to sell a train, a so-called bullet train, from San Antonio to Austin for 20 years. boondoggle. Republicans don't want it. Democrats don't want it. It's over 80% unpopular in polls. Now it's suddenly popular because they're saying sports fans get to the Spurs game quicker from Austin, Georgetown, and Round Rock. And suddenly they're going, yeah, yeah, if it's a sports boondoggle, I'm for it. Let's build a $5 billion train that you got to drive in cars to a parking lot, go through German Shepherd checkpoints, get on the stupid train that still takes 45 minutes to get to San Antonio, then get in trains and go to the stupid basketball game. I don't want to pay for your train, your dungeon. I don't want to be part of your police state. I'm so angry. I'm so sick of it. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of red carpets and helicopters and Air Force One for all these royalty in the government. I'm so sick of old ladies and people having their houses taken when they don't pay their taxes so the rich elite can suck off everybody and tell us we're not paying our fair share. Well, they've got a giant throng of welfare queens and people that are dependent on the system. So they'll vote to take my freedom, so they keep getting handouts from the government. People are slaves on the welfare plantations today. It doesn't endorse the old slavery to say that you're a slave today. At least people 170, 180 years ago knew they were slaves and knew people didn't want them having their families together. Now people don't even know that because they brought in high-tech slavery on record and did it, and they love it. And now they've got psychological slavery over people. I want to hear from black folks. We're going to discriminate here, black folks only. I want to get your take on this. Am I wrong or am I right? And how do we break this system of control to where they can't say you're racist if you're against Obamacare? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, I want to play a clip of Elizabeth Warren, the senator. We're going to go to break, come back, and start taking your phone calls. Can we push the professor, instead of me having her on the first 40 minutes, can we push the professor to like 15 after? Yeah, let's. I really want her on. I saw you testing her Skype. Really look forward to that on epigenetics to get into how the elite are controlling us. But I want to get to Elizabeth Warren, who I don't agree with on some things, but I think she comes off as a genuine person. And she's on Jon Stewart's show talking about how the game is rigged. And how the elite have everything rigged. But he says, but it's always been that way. Well, his brother's the head of the New York Stock Exchange. So he's there kind of whitewashing things. She says, no, it's more rigged now than ever. So here she is telling you what I'm telling you. The ultimate discrimination is that we lived in a rigged economy where the winners have already been chosen. They've got you convinced it's, the winners are white people. White people haven't been perfect, folks, but they got a little bit of independence. We're able to build up families and some wealth. So now the elite want that gone, so everybody's poor. So there's no ladder up, ladies and gentlemen. Everything they've done to black folks, they're not doing to everybody. The society's all collapsing. Black folks are just falling the fastest. You're skydiving without a parachute. Don't worry, white folks are 100 feet above you without a parachute as well. We need to figure out how to have a soft landing here. And realize the real enemies are engaged in divide and conquer. Let's go ahead and go to Elizabeth Warren. Very powerful clip from The Daily Show.
And what happened? This government came back and it bailed out those big financial institutions. Today, those big financial institutions are 38% bigger than they were in 2008 when we said they were too big to fail. They still break the law. And nobody goes to jail. No, I don't know about you, but I think that's incredible. Too much of the rules and the regulations are written by the lobbyists. And so it's not an over-under. It's a wrong. It's that they keep tilting the playing field to make it work better for the biggest corporations and for billionaires. And every time that happens, it works less and less well for families. It really is a rigged game, and it's set up now over and over and over.
And it's probably always been.
Well, not like this.
Right.
It's set up over and over and over that the rich get richer and the powerful get more powerful.
Right.
They've got all the advantages of concentrated money and concentrated power. All we got on the other side is we got our voices and we got our votes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get out there and make something out of them, that's how we make a difference.
Right.
every time you tell me that things can't change,
yeah.
I'll just say back to you. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Yeah.
The banks said, we will kill it.
Yeah.
All right, let's stop right there. And she's been calling for some pretty good reforms. The problem is the Democrats' answer was Occupy Wall Street. That's just socialism and raise taxes on middle class. Do what Kennedy did. Cut the middle class tax rate by 50%. Do you know what happened the next year? Tax receipts doubled. I want to explain that again. Tax receipts doubled. Double the money came in. But the government is run by corporations that don't want that because they're not paying taxes. They don't want their competition to have the money. That's you and me. With our industrial base, folks, we should be working 2 days a week conservatively. The studies are legion. We can all be living like kings right now. Better forms of energy, everything. It's all being suppressed. We're being put into a new dark age while the elite are moving forward with everything, and they're on a power trip setting up a police state in case we try to stop them. It's rigged, folks. We've got to start admitting that. And now they want to rig the internet to shut down free speech. Your calls are coming up.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name is Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Bottom line, the system is training us all to look at each other. That's why we're getting behind. Men against women, women against men, on and on and on. Instead of looking at how the establishment is building an artificial system. Here's a CNS News article. Men work full-time, earn less than 40 years ago. and then it just goes up from there, and they claim, oh, women have, you know, less of an income gap, but it's still not as good. Well, that's because statistically women want to take off more and have children. But again, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the reason we're all behind. We're behind because they're building an artificial system to make us poor. We've got news on the huge developments in Ukraine coming up and a huge Benghazi report. Emails have now been released that the White House did know, Hillary did know, and they were involved, quote, getting together their talking points. Of course they lied. Of course they ordered a stand down. The question is why. That's big news. That's coming up. Right now, let's go to Mankind in Arizona. What is your perspective on the whole Clippers thing? I mean, I think it's distasteful, but why is the media hyping it so much? Meanwhile, when they blew up Gaddafi's regime, all of Africa started collapsing.
Oh, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right. Yeah, no, I mean, this is starting to become so obvious now, and I'm actually sick of it as well, as far as for how they're basically using the black culture to mislead our own black youth. And, but I mean, nobody really cares about this racism stuff anymore. I care about, you know, drone strikes being ordered on Cliven Bundy. You know, that's news to me. That's newsworthy. I'm sick of all of this racism that they put in the news, because the only thing that does is corrupt our own youth, not even just black youth, but youth, period. They act like that's what's the news.
Exactly. People wouldn't even be thinking about this. I mean, I'm 40, but I'm still pretty young. I didn't grow up hearing racist stuff, and new young people now are all talking about it because they just keep hyping it, and it's actually, in a way, I've seen it bringing it back. I'm hearing under Obama more racist stuff from both sides than I've ever heard.
Exactly, exactly. And especially from, once again, from the young black community perspective, I'm also starting to teach, you know, the black youth, because I'm actually the same age. I'm about 38. But I've seen my own black community from my parents, which back then the black community was very, very, very prosperous. Nobody was walking around with their pants sagging. Nobody was walking around with guttural slang like that's what it was to be black, because that's not what.
Well, yeah, when I was a kid in Dallas, the black people all dressed nice, and then the white people all dressed okay. And but again, it was the cultural difference that the media has now sold through MTV and the rest of it on purpose as a test to say, can we wreck a community in the name of political correctness? And they've done it. I mean, it is a great case of mind control.
It really is, but I'll tell you like this. The more that we keep talking about this stuff and stuff like that, the more we keep, because I'm starting to notice that a lot more young people are starting to listen to this show. They're actually starting to listen to my show and things that I have to say, because they actually are starting to be able to see, you know, that the mainstream media is not necessarily telling them the truth anymore.
Exactly. That's exciting. Everybody should get a show online on things like Blog Talk Radio or do a YouTube show. Everyone should have their voice heard, and out of it will show that the establishment doesn't speak for us. We speak for ourselves. Tell folks about your show. What's the name of it?
My website is actually prophetic.com, and that's spelled P-R-O-P-H-E, T as in Tom, C as in cat, and I basically do the same thing. You know, I talk about...
Listen, we're out of time. That's exciting. Good to hear from you. God bless. We're going to come right back and talk to P, Daryl, Hollins, Eli. I'm reading that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
News.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.